Welcome back to Queens Unapologetically Us. We actually have a king on with us today.
Yes.
Marcel, our friend, our mutual friend slash former coworker, Marcel, is with us today. We're gonna talk a little bit about, well, romance and sex and
the good stuff.
The crossover between the two. The differences, likes, dislikes, a little bit. But yeah, Mello and Trina and Marcel, Selly Cell.
Yeah, Selly Cell on the block, like we said. honorary queen, or, you know, I guess, like you said, king. Either works, you know, I'm cool with it. But yeah, no, I, like we had started to say, you guys, I was listening to the first episode. And the second one, but so much more the first one. And I heard y'all talking, and I was like, man, I gotta hop on this, because Trina, you and I, have, you know, we've chopped it up.
Many times.
Many times. You know, and so I was like, yo, I gotta hop on this, and, you know, and really talk, and, you know, because the first episode, like I said, y'all did amazing. Second episode as well, but I was like, man, this is so good. So
yeah, I
it's an honor
that.
To be here. I appreciate y'all inviting me.
I mean, we were excited that you were like, man, I low-key want to get on there with you guys. We're like, we need the male perspective. You're educated. You're black. You're Mexican. Like, you know, you're from LA, from California. You know, like, So we were definitely excited that you were like, yeah, I definitely want to be on there and talk with you guys.
Love your presence on the show, man.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. We need that.
Well,
nice,
I appreciate
rounded.
That. And like I said, you know, the times we met, we got a vibe going on, all of us. Yeah. So I really respect y'all. So it's awesome. Yeah. So I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for being on. Yeah. So I was watching like a show, and they were talking about, it was like the woman and man were in bed, and he asked her number, like, you know, how many bodies she got. And it was like, oh, that like dreaded question that somebody might ask you, like, how many people you slept with. And it's like, okay, well, if you do know your number, like, are you honest about it? Like, do you tell that person? Like, are you gonna, you know, maybe drop a few numbers or add a few numbers if you feel like you need to, you know, you go either way. Like, I don't know, it's not that it's embarrassing, but like, I feel like, first of all, I don't ask questions I don't want the answer, like, or I don't ask questions that I don't want somebody else to ask me. If I'm like, ooh, they might ask me that, I won't ask that. If it's not like super important, you know, it's like just a random, you know, inquisition, but I'm like, no, I'm not gonna ask that because I don't want to know, or I don't want you to ask me. And actually somebody did ask me, and I'm like, I don't really know. And he's like, oh, just like think about it, get like your best guess. I'm like, I really don't know. Not that it's been so many that I lost track, it's just that I felt like I'd been judged like harshly when I had a low number by somebody I was by a boyfriend. And it was like, okay, well, I don't want to keep track because I'm not trying to have somebody judge me. Like, so if I'm like, I don't know, you can't judge me on that number and be like, oh, you've slept with X amount of people, so you're a whatever because of that, which, you know, women will get judged a little bit more harshly about, you know, sleeping around or being more sexually promiscuous, or, you know,
And
I'm in promiscuous,
sure.
Just like, you know, adventurous, like, oh, I know what I like in bed, like, oh, you're a hoe then.
Yeah.
Like, no, just because I know what I like, it's because I've had things I didn't like and had things I did like and realized this is what I prefer, like, or even being able to talk about it, like a guy can talk about, you know, certain things that they like and it'd be like, oh yeah, he just knows what he likes, whereas a woman, it's like, you know, again, just that double standard of, you know,
I think, you know, and I'm just speaking from my perspective and, you know, being a cis male, you know, I think what I know from men is like what it is. It's a power play. It's misogyny. You know, it's slut shaming. It's straight up just like trying to demean a woman, you know, when people do that. Now, as far as the numbers go, like, I know my number, But the reason why I know my number and pay attention to it, it was just more like my personal health kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So if something were to happen and come up, like, I know who the last person was. And so it's just like a mental, you know, it's nothing written down, like numbers and stuff. I'm like, I'm trying to get to a number, blah, 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 you know. So to me, I think when people ask that and y'all not like on that level yet, like, you know, when you're talking to somebody and it's straight up just like, what's your number? It's coming from a place where they're just kind of trying to demean you. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's coming from a good place. Yeah. Now, if y'all having that conversation, y'all having an intimate conversation talking about sex, then yeah, then maybe that's different. You know, you can have that conversation. But I think when someone like asks you straight up, at least I think when a man asks a woman, you know, they're slut shaming. They're trying to slut shame and put you in that box. And like you said, whatever answer you're gonna do, you're gonna say, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. If you give a high number, you give a low number, you're gonna get judged. So
I've never been asked that question, nor do I feel any type of way of answering it. But I've been judged one time, and it was crucial. And my number is low. Like, mad low.
Like,
Which is fine. But like you said, it was for personal reasons. Just in case something went left, I could go to that person and be like, yo, this is what it is. So, I feel like if you're not at that level in the relationship, you shouldn't ask. It has to be a trust level and some type of comfort level gained in that.
Some trust.
Yeah, because... that's the way I'll question just to ask just off top. So I feel like, yeah, just a respect level, it should be some type of communication before even asking that. But
yeah, because that's a conversation you don't really hop into unless you set boundaries, you know, and you respect the other person. Because, like, you know, that's intimate details. Like, and, you know, I'm all about being an open book and being, you know, transparent, but it's like, you gotta build to that. You can't just be like, hey, what's your name? Oh, by the way, what's your number? You know, like, that's mad.
That's crazy. And that's pretty much what it was. It was like, you know, like, this is only the second time we've hung out, and you're like, keep pushing it. When I'm like, I don't know. You keep pushing it. I'm like, well, when I was this age, I remember for sure it was this number. And then, but that was like years ago. Oh, what do you think? Think it's doubled since then? I don't know. Yes, like, possibly, maybe it's tripled from then, but I don't know. I can't even, like, guess.
Like, and that's like some type of, to me, it just sounds like more of an insecurity just to ask that quickly.
Right.
You hear what I'm like?
And that's what I was going to say. I think it's more like, it's, you know, I'm only speaking for men, straight men, you know. I think it's a insecurity, like you said. I think it stems out of that toxic masculinity, you know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things where, you know, like, I feel like a person. I don't know. Did I freeze? Sorry.
No, you good.
Oh, yeah, it just stopped. You guys froze. It said it's unstable. But anyway, like, I think it just comes from a toxic masculinity, you know, environment, you know, society that we live in, where it's just, you know, men are just have low self-esteem and feel some type of way and try and control, you know? Like, it's ugly. I think it's an appropriate conversation when you're intimate with a person you plan on getting intimate and you're there. You connect with someone emotionally and stuff, but you, like you said, second date, you don't even know if you like this person.
No.
You know? Like, yeah, bro, like, oh, my business, damn. Like,
that is just,
it was pretty quick.
No, I would feel offended, but
it was more of like just a turn off.
It's like, happened to me, but we were like dating for a while. Then they asked me, like, well, what's your number? And it was like, oh, okay, yeah, we could talk about this. It wasn't like the first date. That's gone too far for me. That'll make me not want to go on another date with you.
The conversation was like,
you were offended by that.
It was like heavy on sex. Like, it was like, that was because he was a swinger, and so we were talking about like all sorts of things. So it was like in the conversation, but it was more of like the fact that he kept pushing when I was like, I don't know. And not because it's super high and I lost count. I just don't know, and this is the reason why. Like, I decided to not keep count. But then he was like, "What? Just trying to think. Just try to." And I'm like, "Well, I don't, I don't want to. I'm really not trying to, like, think about over the... I've been having sex for 12 years. I don't want to run through the 12 years. Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't. Like,
yeah, he was just pressing the issue, and that's, you know, it's all about context, too. Yeah. Like we said, it's that relationships. Yeah. That's wild, man.
I mean, well, when we worked together, I used to be able to tell you about all these crazy dates I had.
I know. You told me, man, that's a whole nother episode we can talk about. I'm like,
dude who kissed me with our mask on, like, don't touch your mask on my mask, bro. Like, no. Why was that? That was the one that I actually called her. It was like, no, I texted her, like, hey, I need you to call me in 2 minutes tell me you need me to pick you up right now.
It was a whole girl situation, you feel me? Like, and you know me being the time, I'm like, what's going on?
And it was like 3 minutes, and I'm like, I said 2 minutes, damn it, call me. Like, and it was like, she called, and I was like, oh my God, what happened? And she was like,
I need you to come right now and come get
me. And I'm like, oh wait, what? You need me to get you right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I could be there in 30 minutes. And he's like, oh, what? Didn't you tell her? What happened? Oh, my friend needs me to get her. Well, didn't you tell her you were doing something? No, this is my best friend. Like, yeah, she needs, she's in trouble right now. And she needs me to get her. This dude was such a fucking weirdo.
Like, gotta be one of those best friends.
And I was like, oh my God, how do I get out of this?
Maybe it's just a kink now, you know? Like, the way of the world, like you guys say, it's a new normal.
Not being weird is
we don't call it masking.
Masking.
There you go. Ooh,
Lord.
Masking. Oh my God, it was, I've been on some dates with some.
I've done that before. I had to do that, and you know, I had to call my, that's a whole nother story, but I told my homeboy, I was like, bro, please show up at the same spot as me. Please. Yeah. Like, just show up because I can't be alone with this woman. Like, it's wild. Please. But he walked in, and I was like, hey, what are you doing here? And
hey, I know you. That's, I mean, I was like, I took a picture of his license plate just in case, because I was like,
yeah, that's not romantic at
all. I don't know about this. You seem a little too
it's creepy.
That Italian guy, he's from Italy. He's an old guy from Italy.
Like, kissing a mask on, yo.
I was like, ooh, this is a bad first impression, bro. Like, now I gotta wash this mask. Like,
you should just got rid of it.
I would have if it wasn't my anime, but.
It's a good one.
I was like, this is Todoroki. I'm not getting rid of him. Like, damn, but you put your face, you put your mask on. Like, what? I don't.
Stranger danger. Stranger danger.
Right? Like,.
That's wild.
Oh man, yeah. Sorry, I'm just looking at some notes that I wrote down here.
What is romance, yo?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was like, can you have like, do you like romance that doesn't lead to sex? And do you have good sex when you don't have romance? Like,
I can have romance that doesn't lead to sex. I don't know too many people that can, but I can. It's
all right. Well, so
it's not as hard.
What it is just like, I think to try and define what romance is. You know what I mean? So I think romance might be different to everybody. Mm-hmm. So I agree with you. I think you can have romance that doesn't lead to sex. However, that being said, hold up. Me, as a type of person that I know who I am, I'm a very, like, physical, touchy, embracing kind of person, like, affectionate type of person. So for me, you can have, like, you can have romance without sex, but if I'm being romantic with somebody, you know, I'm only being romantic with that one person. Mm-hmm. And that's me. But so it will lead to sex. It will, hopefully, you know.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm not a physical touch person. I'd take that love languages test every couple years just to see, and I always score 0 or 1 with the physical touch. So for me, like, when I'm, if I'm being physical, it's like, I'm and I'm getting better at it, like holding hands and cuddling and stuff, but like I'm not like overly touchy like that. So like for me it's like, well, if I'm being physical with you, like I like you and I'm trying to lead it to somewhere. But like romance, like you can have like a romantic picnic at the park or at the beach, or you know, you can do romantic things that don't have to lead to sex. They can, but it's definitely important to like let that person know, I would think, because I've had dates where it was like we were hanging out and he's like, all right, well, we're having sex, right? Like, no, actually we weren't, that wasn't my intention. Oh, well, you said, like, no, I didn't say I want to have sex with you tonight, come over, or I'm gonna come over to you. So it's like making sure that's clear to that person, maybe more clearly for, you know, a woman towards a man, that like I don't plan to have sex with you. If we do, then we do, but that's not my intention. My intention is to spend time or hang out or do this romantic thing with you that may or may not lead to sex. Because again, I've hung out with people where it was like, I didn't feel comfortable and I didn't want to have sex with them, but we're in this romantic, you know, space or whatever, that's like, then starts to get awkward. But
so do you think like you like romance is dedicated to only people you plan on having sex with?
Yeah, for sure. So like it's definitely towards them. It's also somebody that I'm like, okay, we've been talking for a while, like, and we're now, maybe we decide to be exclusive, like, and like now I'm gonna like, again, like now focus all on you because we're exclusive, and then like I guess pull out all the stops, I don't know, but like I'm usually not like somebody even told me like, oh, you're not very romantic, are you? And I'm like, I'm very romantic, I just not with you. Like, this is the second time, you know, we hung out, third time
But see, my question is, like, what's the definition of romance? Because I think, like, romantic, some people might think, like, oh, going on a date to the beach is romantic, but someone else might not feel that way. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. do you have a definition of romance,
For me, like, romance is, like, when somebody, because my love language is acts of service or acts of kindness and quality time. So doing something in one of those boxes for me is romantic. Like, that's that person showing me that they truly care for me when they're like, hey, we're going to go to this museum and walk around and look at this art. Like, we're going to go do this thing where we're either we're spending physical time with each other, or they did something for me. Hey, I made you dinner. Like, oh man, that person really cares about me. And I've only had two guys make me food before. Of all the boyfriends I've had, men I've dated, and then guys I've talked to, only two of them have actually made me food, which I love to eat. So that's definitely the way to my heart is making me food.
Yeah, every person that I've dated has cooked for me. I'm not even gonna lie. Every person that I've dated has cooked for me.
You're more the masculine role in your relationships.
I've had a very interesting date. One very interesting date that I was like, oh, this is romantic, and it wasn't even nothing big. It was just a gesture, and it was like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, wow, okay. Like, the person, like, fixed my hair. So, that was, like...
I'll do that for sure for somebody I like.
That's romantic.
Yeah. That was a whole gesture that I've never had done by far, and I was shocked. And it was just, like, oh, like, it was something out of a movie, which I can honestly say is a whole nother... That was a whole nother level mm-hmm. of romance, so... And it didn't even lead to sex. It just relaxed the whole... All the tension went away. Everything mm-hmm. was cool. Yeah, and the vibe was different.
Fresh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's definitely, for me, that's like quality time. Like, because my ex had dreads, so I would do his hair all the time. And I'm like, I love to do hair. So for me, that's my way of like, I'm doing something for you. And this is like, this is me really caring for you. And like, not necessarily romantic, but excuse me, just again, me showing how much I care for you because I'm doing something for you. Yeah. And it's something you need, something you want, something you can't really do for yourself. Like, that's for me is like my way of like, you know, again, it's quality time and acts of service. I feel like that's kind of,
and I think that's what people need to learn, you know, because mm-hmm. a lot of people think certain gestures or like, you know, buying roses, you know, just something cheesy, mad cheesy, to some person, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, some people think that romance is one thing, and I think that's a huge thing. Like you said, something that might be so little that someone might not even pay attention to. Like, yeah, fixing someone's hair, that's hella intimate. Like, you know, that's really, you know? And maybe it's because we're all Black, mm-hmm, but, yeah, you know, like that we're very cost of money. Our hair.
So, yeah. You know?
So, you know, yeah, so I feel that.
Yeah, definitely. But I feel like it's, and we were talking to my dad, we were like road tripping on the way up to Oakland like a few years ago, and we were talking about the five love languages. You know, that being, you know, quality time, physical touch, acts of service, gifts, and words of affirmation. And my dad's like, okay, well, you know, what are you? So I tell him I'm, you know, quality time and acts of kindness or whatever, and I always score super low in physical touch. And he's like, that's crazy, because you always hug me when you see me, give me a kiss. I still sit in my dad's lap. I'm 30. I still sit in my dad's lap. Like, that's me with my dad, though. Like, and I feel like when you truly love somebody, you can tap into those other aspects of the love languages easily or seamlessly without, like, it being a chore. Like, oh, I have to
but I think
hug my dad. I have to do these things. Person, like, you know,
me being your friend for so long, like, you give me hugs. But mm-hmm. I notice when... I think it's more of a bond that you share with that person.
Well, yeah, but I love always, you though. Like, yeah, I have, you love, like, yeah, our relationship, like, is strong. Stronger. Like, so, yeah, so like, I my think, nieces, like, my family, yeah, certain people I'm
close,
will do, yeah, other things for. I'm like, oh, hey, I know this person really likes these things. I'm going to get them this gift. But, like, it's, my dad's like, oh, it's, he's like, it would be, he's like, everybody should know about the love languages. Like, every, mm-hmm, like, you know, when it comes to, like, your actual relationship, you know, your romantic relationship, your the relationship with your kids, your parents, your coworkers, your bosses, like, just anybody, like, knowing how to interact with those people. Let's see, okay, are you still there? Are you there?
Yeah.
You're there.
Yeah, yeah.
It was, like, running out of space, and I'm like, wait, what do you mean? But he's like, it's so important to know those things, because you know how to interact with other people just on a regular basis. And I'm like, yeah, like, you know, my mom's words of affirmation, like, I'm not a words person. Like, you need to show me that you're going to do that stuff. I don't want to hear it. But my mom calls me a superstar, and I'm like, Mom, I'm not four. I don't need you to call me a superstar. It's not going to make me feel better, but yeah, that makes her feel good when she sees me do something, and she's like, oh my God, you're so good at that. You're such a superstar. Like, but I understand that that's her love language.
Yeah.
And yeah, I have to, like, cater to that if I want to make my mom happy, like, you know, which I do. So I'm like, all right, thanks, Mom, huh? Like, you know, but, like, knowing those things, and knowing your partner, knowing your parents or your friends or, you know, your family, whatever, and not being like, well, why did you get me this thing? Like, oh, well, that's their love language, and they thought you would like it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people are like, well, I don't like gifts, so I don't get me anything. Like, yeah, but that person likes giving you things, so figure out how to make it work between you two. Like that way. Like, even that, like, oh, hey, I'm not really a gifts person, but, you know, just ask me what I want, and I would like that better. Okay, like, but
I think that's
talking
a good
about
point.
It.
You bring up, like, and you mentioned, like, having that bond and that relationship. When you learn a person, because, like, for me, when I look at the love languages, I can't really say I'm one or the other or three or four or five of them, because I feel like it's the person you're engaging with.
Mm-hmm,
like, the person I'm with right now brings shit out of me that I never did with other people.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you know, and maybe because her language is a certain way. You know, obviously it's different for other people, but mm-hmm. like, I find myself doing things for her that I may have not done with somebody before.
Yeah.
So I think when you have that, you might engage in all five of them or in different ways. Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't done a lot of research on it. You know, I've read a little bit here and there, but I think it's really important to, like, be aware of those, because there's so many different things. Like, for instance, like, just, you know, someone's remembering your favorite song or your favorite movie, that's, like, hella romantic to me, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, oh, damn, you paid attention. And other people be like, oh, you remember, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. I think it's important to just have a good idea of all of those and kind of engage in all of them.
Yeah, it definitely is, because that's, I mean, people get hurt. I remember my first boyfriend got me a gift, and I was like, oh, okay, thanks. And he was, like, crushed. We were like 19. I was 19, he was 20. He was like crushed down to his core, like, oh, you didn't like it? I'm like, no, it was great. But, like, even, and at that time, I'm like, well, I don't get my hopes up for things. So, like, when something happens, I'm like, oh, okay, cool, it happened. But, like, I was expecting it to not happen. So, like, the fact that it did was like, all right, cool. But, like, inside, I'm like, yay, so excited. But on the outside, like, I'm just, and my cousin's always, she'll make fun of me, but, like, somebody will do something, and I'm like, oh, thanks. My cousin's like, oh, that's her happy face. Yeah. Like, because, like, on the outside, it's just like, oh, okay. Like, I don't get excited on the outside. I don't get out excited physically. I don't, you know, but I may be very happy and inside. You just don't, you know, I've had to kind of learn how to, like, vocalize that a little bit more. Because I won't show that. And then with my nieces, they're like, oh, auntie's mad. Like, no, I'm not mad. I'm just, this is just my face. Like, yeah, all the time I'm learning to, like, you know, show that outwardly a little bit more. But, like, it really,
I have to learn to do that too, because I'm similar with that. Like, I mean, but, you know, Christmas is hell, because people will buy me shit on my birthday, and then, like, I'd be like, dang, you know what I mean? Like, and I feel bad once I see their reaction. Like, internally, I'm like, this means everything, you know? But, and I think maybe, I mean, I love gifts. I'm not gonna sit up here and act like, you know, like, that's not one of my love languages. It's just, like, something coming from the person, you know, like, the thought that they had. I know it sounds cliche, but the thought behind it, and if they took effort to get you something, even if it's something traditional, you know, just the fact that they did it, some, you know, it affects me. And maybe this is just my growth over the last couple of years, is just trying to embrace that and trying to, like, learn to embrace it and be happy when someone buys me something. Damn, I used to be the same way, and I was hurting people. I hate it. That's why I'm like, when people buy me gifts, I'm like, don't make me open it in front of you, please. Like,
because you might not.
Like, I don't want to hurt you. Exactly. I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Right. Thanks. Like,
I'm always, I think I'm just the type of person that just likes getting gifts. So I'm like, regardless. Yeah, it was, oh, you thought about me? Okay, thanks. That lets me know I'm on your mind. That gives me all the satisfaction.
And that's really what it is. Like, somebody literally was just thinking of you. Like, oh, yeah, I saw this and I literally thought of you. So I got it for you. And if you're not a gifts person, you're like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, cool, whatever.
And it crushes that the person that you care for, whether it's your significant other or just a friend or family. But
I've also been like, I think sometimes I get gifts from people that I don't want to give from. That's what kind of makes me like.
Oh, that's,
I don't
know. Have you ever gotten a gift that you had to, like, be like, oh, I can't accept that from you? Like,
oh, no,
like,
I'm taking all gifts. Oh, no, I'm taking all
bring
gifts.
Bring it on.
I'm taking all gifts. But I've never rejected somebody. I mean, I appreciate it, but if I really don't want a gift from you, you're going to know I don't want nothing from you. I'm going to make it very clear. That's the first and the last time you're going to give me something.
I've rejected a gift one time, and that was high school. You were already gone by then, but it was like the guy I was dating we dated for like a month or whatever, but like he had liked my good friend before he and I started talking or started like dating, and I remember seeing like another friend in the hallway, and she's like, oh, by the way, so-and-so is going to give you a tennis bracelet. You shouldn't accept it because he tried to give it to so-and-so first. And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, like, I just, like, the three of us are friends. I feel like I should tell you as a female that this is a gift he tried to give somebody else. So then, like, 2 minutes later, he comes around the corner, like, oh, hey, I got you this bracelet. And I'm like, oh, okay. And, like, I look at it, and it's, like, super pretty. And, like, I took it. Because I wanted to look at it, and I'm like, it's not real. But it was, like, a cute little tennis bracelet. And he even called me. He called me her name. He was like, oh, bye. And we have the same, like, our names both start with the same letter. Then the same second letter, same third letter. So he was like, oh, bye. And I was like... I was like 15, 16.
That reminds me
and
of something.
And it hurt. Even though I wasn't a boy. Like, we were dating for like only a couple of weeks at that point. But I had to give it back to him. Like, oh, I can't accept this from you. Like, I was like, it's too much. And he's like, oh, okay. Like, I just really wanted you to have it. But he gave it to somebody else. And she said no, because she was like, nah, bro, I don't like you like that. And then we started dating. And
that's funny.
He gave it to me.
That Rome was just trying to get rid of the brain cells. Yeah,
oh God. Right, he's like, oh, this shit hot. I gotta give it to somebody.
On God.
On God. I gotta give it to some. One of them gotta take it.
Oh my God.
No,
man.
I've been called somebody else's name in bed after sex. But my best friend knowing me, the outcome of that was not as pleasant as people may think. It was very deep. It's a shocking feeling.
Yeah, because it's like shocking. It's like is that person on your mind? Mind, like, were you thinking about them? Like,
point, were you thinking about them? Did I do anything to make you think about that person? It was very.
But you're still stuck on them.
Like, yeah, it was. And thinking about it, like, my reaction was actually a good reaction because I didn't really do nothing too bad or too crazy. I was just like, boom, okay, this is how we gonna handle this. what's going on? And I'm not the type of person that gets physical. Like, I don't get physical. If I feel disrespected, I'm not gonna get physical. I'm just gonna talk to you. I'm gonna ask questions, and I'm gonna ask important questions that I need to know.
Uh-huh.
You can honestly know when somebody's lying to you. You can't. Yeah. About a situation, you just can't. Like, you just can't.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I've been in the other situation where I accidentally call somebody the wrong name. And I'm going to preface this by saying I was young, you know, and when I was younger, I would just jump in and out of relationship, not giving myself any time to heal.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that I learned about myself, you know, just growing up. But I called her the wrong name in the middle. Played it off perfectly, though. So in a way, I'm like amazed at how well I played it off. In retrospect, you know, this is like 15 years ago, so I feel bad. But, you know, like, I can't even imagine. Like, I don't know if she heard, you know, like, thinking back at it. And she was a rebound. After I had just broke up with someone that I was like in a relationship. So, you know, I don't know how much feelings were invested on her in anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know if she really heard, but I just played it off as quickly as I could. And we were in a relationship, so, you know, that's a little bit different, but I have called somebody the wrong name.
How do you guys feel about affirmations, though? Like, affirmations in a relationship for romantic value. Like, and it doesn't even have to be an affirmation that's romantic, like, during sex. Like, I just feel like affirmations are important in a relationship.
Like, give an example.
So, what would be an affirmation in a relationship? Because I know, like, personal affirmations, but...
Like, to acknowledge the person's efforts in certain things, or just genuine, like, just being genuine. If somebody's uplifting you on, like, if your partner uplifts you on an everyday basis...
I think it really depends on the person you're dating. You know, if someone really, someone responds to that, you know, I'm a word person. You know, I know you were saying earlier you're not, but like for me, I'm a word person, but I don't want to be cheesy with it. You know what I mean? I want what I'm expressing to be genuine and like to be real. And, you know, depending on my partner, like if I know I can motivate her through my words, and yeah, for sure, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, you just gotta learn that some people it doesn't work for them. You know what I mean? My brother and I are like a lot alike in that, and we've had partners try and be like, "Oh, don't worry, babe, you got this." And obviously, you know, on my phone, like, this ain't doing it for me. You know, before an interview or some shit, or like a stressful day, like, you know, I believe in it. Don't work for me. So, you know, I think it just really depends on how you say it.
Mm-hmm.
Your partner is, you know what to say to your partner. Yeah. I do think it's important to help, you know, your partner grow and be there for support. So I'm all for it. If it's going to be, received well.
And also, like, who's saying it? Like, not in a non, you know, romantic way. Like, my sister does that for me sometimes, where when I'm, like, down, like, it was, like, the end of a relationship, and she, like, looked at me, and she was like, you're stronger than you think you are. Mm-hmm. Like, you're one of the strongest people I know. Like that shit that happened a few years ago, that shit didn't break you. So this right here, that's nothing.
Yeah.
Like, and it was like, and for me at that moment, I was like, that's what I needed. Like, again, I'm not really a words of affirmation or like a words person anyways, but like sometimes like my sister can get down to me and like help me, but it's like her specifically. Like, I have a cousin, my oldest cousin, she's that way. She can,
girl, like, I would tell you that get, too.
You get me that way. Like, there's, it's certain people that, like, that, I feel like that can tell that me, like,
equal balance, though.
Like, certain things. Good. And it's like, yeah, snap me out of that, like, whatever mindset I was getting into, or, like, uh-huh, I was down here, I was low, and I'm just like, man, like, what the fuck happened? And it's like, no, you there, like, listen to these words, and, like, it's definitely, like, and you know, in relationships, I'm never really, like, a, like, super affirmation type of person, but, like, I always tell, like, I'm gonna be your biggest fan, your biggest cheerleader. Like, I've dated guys who, you know, they rap, they make music. Like, I'm gonna, let me listen to your shit. Oh, you're good too? I'm definitely gonna hype you up. Like, yeah, like, if I like what you're doing, I'm gonna help you. Like, I'm always gonna be your biggest support, your biggest, yeah, like, cheerleader, your biggest whatever, because you're my partner, and you succeeding is us succeeding.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not gonna be bullshit, like you said. I'm not gonna just be, like, saying it's empty words. No, it's gonna be, like, things that I think are going to be helpful, or just like, hey, you got this, or I like what you're doing, like, keep it up, or you come to me and be like, hey, you listen to a lot of music, like, what do you think about this beat, what do you think about this verse right here, like, I'm always going to support my partner. I always haven't gotten that back, but I'm, like, getting to that, like, okay, I need to find somebody who's going to bring that back to me too, because I think some people
it's weird, like, people can't give that, like, you know, I understand, like, some people aren't built like that, not wired that way, but, you know, I think some people get in relationships and they're in competition with their partner. I'm like, yeah, bro, you don't even like each other, like,
nah,
right, like,
yeah, we left off and I was gonna talk about a situation that I had with a female. And it was jealousy. Like, I've never had somebody actually say what she said to me. So I processed it. I had to sit back and really process the whole situation, because it was kind of overwhelming. So, mind you, I moved a whole nother state to be with this girl. And the situation was, she couldn't find a job, and I could. I found a job, was going to start that Monday. We argued that Sunday. And what she said to me was, because I said, what was the issue? Because we've been arguing off and on for the past week. And I finally was like, no, what is the problem? Like, what is the real issue? Because you just snapping and wanting to argue with me every other day. And she goes, well, you found a job and I didn't. And I'm jealous of that. It kind of was like, what do you mean? But to me, that was the biggest red flag I've ever had in a relationship, for real. I've never had
somebody. How are you jealous of your own partner?
Exactly.
Though? That's crazy. Said, when exactly. You win, we win.
Exactly. Like, we're supposed to be a team. There's no I in team, yo. What's, like, going on? And it kind of, I sat back and looked at the situation and was like, okay. I've never been in this situation before, but at the same time, I think I took most of the blame because I should have known better. And I shouldn't have put myself in a situation that I did. Because you can't really, I'm not going to say put your hopes into someone, but you can't really just trust somebody fully unless you've been with that person.
You knew her for a while, though.
Yeah,
like, you knew her for a long time. You guys were dating for a minute, and you moved up there. Yeah, like, you
I knew this girl for a cool.
You should have been able to trust her.
And the situation that we went, the situation that we went through before this, it was kind of like that should have told me something, but I didn't really take heed to that. I didn't. I kind of put that to the back burner because of what she already did in the beginning. So it was like, okay, I'm just going to sweep it under the rug and, okay, we're just going to move forward. But I should have looked at
were
that.
Were you making excuses or were you forgiving?
I was more forgiving.
Okay.
Because what she did, like, a lot of people wouldn't have done. So I couldn't even be like, yeah, you did some grimy shit. But nah, it was more like, okay, you did this for me and I appreciate it. But that doesn't entitle you to just be abusive. In a sense. Uh-huh. So, uh-huh. I think there's always boundaries. And it taught me a lot though with relationships, mm-hmm. just boundaries and how to respect your partner in a sense. As I think, yeah, people should be, there should be humanity in everything, but like in relationships, being more understanding, compassionate, empathy is big for me. Empathy, trying to have empathy and understanding for a person's situation, because everybody's different. But it showed me a lot with just trust and foundation first with someone.
Now, did, like, when you, in the past, previously, did you ever feel like y'all were in competition before that? Like, did she ever put out there, like...
No. It never...
That's crazy.
It never felt like there was any... I think it probably felt like competition on her part, but to me, no. I always look at the person that I'm with, like, I'm with you, so we're a team. We're supposed to be working together. You know, I glow, you glow. You glow, I glow. It's always that. It's always should be 50-50. I think... with her own issues and personal issues, I think it kind of got in the way of our relationship. So, and her bringing her past into our relationship, I think that played a big role. Because, I mean, she opened up and said certain things about her past relationships that kind of made me say, oh, so, you know, you looked at it as competition. Later on, I kind of noticed it, like, oh, that's what that was to you. And it, that was a total opposite for me.
Yeah.
And this person recently called me and asked me for money. Yeah, like not too long ago, but it was recent. And I was like, what?
But she also called and like apologized.
Yeah, she boohooed
and was like, man. Oh, you were right. You're like, see, that's why I shouldn't have like karma, like
it, because it I believe strongly in karma. Like, with me, because of my sign, I believe in karma because I'm an Aquarius. So if you ever read about yourself and look at your bad traits and try to work on them and turn them into positive traits, it's more beneficial to you as an individual. Like, I read I think I was like in high school, I read one of my bad traits was revenge. Like, I seek out revenge when somebody does something to me. And, like, I did not like that shit. I was like, bro, I don't want to get revenge on anybody, because what the fuck? That's going to block my blessing. So I think even when I was in high school, I was kind of like, okay, I got to work on that now. And the situation that I was in prior to that relationship made me look at karma a whole nother way. Because what that person did to me was done to her. And I didn't do nothing for revenge. I just walked away from the relationship. And I was like, okay. And, like, I tell Trina, like, yo, every ex has apologized to me. Everyone. Because I just walk away from the relationship. I don't seek revenge. I don't seek all that. Let me do something back to you. Nah, I just walk away from the relationship. I might talk shit here and there, but I'm not going to do nothing to you.
Right.
I feel like that's not my lane. So, but, yeah, she called me crying and apologized, and I was like, okay. And I told her, I've been forgave you, but I'm good. There's no friendship.
Did it make you feel some type of way though?
It gave me closure.
Uh-huh.
Closure. Like, I already found closure. Like, I always, after a relationship with anybody, a friendship, anything, I always pray for peace with the situation. Pray for peace and just let it go and give it to God. If that person is meant to be in your life, they will, some way, some form, like, it'll be a sign that they'll talk to you or somebody will reach out and it'll be an understanding. But I never...
I only ask you if it makes you feel some type of way because, like, I was, you know, it's not the same situation, but I've had only one ex come back to me and apologize to me after some time. And it was definitely an abusive relationship on, like, I don't want to say, I mean, she was definitely abusive, verbally abusive, and tried to make me feel some type of way. And so she just fucked with my head, you know?
No, that's like, what
so
my ex did
after, after that relationship, like, I felt some way about myself. Like, she made me feel bad for, like, things I liked or things I was interested in. So when she came back and apologized, I don't know if it was closure, but it was like, it was that word. It just, when she said it, I was like, oh, you know, I've been hating myself for no reason. You know what I mean? Like, you put all this, like, stuff in my head and make me doubt myself and think twice, and, you know. So it definitely helped in my growth. I didn't know I needed it, which is funny. Like, I didn't realize it until she apologized. That's the only person I probably think I needed an apology from. Like, you know what I mean? And so I'm lucky to have gotten that.
Yeah, I think my ex, like, her past let me know, like, and she even said it herself, like, she didn't really know what love was. And she didn't know how to show it because she was never shown love in the beginning stages of her life. So I think the only thing she understood was more abuse and toxic behavior than love. So the outcome of the relationship, I blamed her, but then I also was just like, I took some role in it too, because I ignored the red flags. I could have prevented it and stopped it way earlier. But it was a learning experience.
Like, that's saying hurt people hurt people.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, but when she apologized, I didn't feel really bad nor good. It was just like, okay, so you knew, you know now what you did.
Yeah.
And I mean, I appreciate the time that she took to work on herself and have some reflection time on herself, you know, that showed that she grew in some type of way, you know. Like, I wish her the best still to this day, but I'm good, you feel me? I rather, like, this year, I don't want no toxic behavior, nothing, no negativity, nothing. So, like, it's been, so far, it's been good. I haven't had no negative.
That's good. I mean, I think that's how you, we got to put it out there. I mean, yeah. I don't know where I land on karma. I do believe in energy. I think whatever you put out, universe will reward you, or, you know, you take whatever the universe is going to give you.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to hear that, you know, it's weird to say, like, so far this year, but the way last year was, we only 2 weeks in, it's like, no, you know, so much shit has gone down that there's no toxicity coming through. Yeah, so
literally taking it one week at a time,
because, like, I was listening last time for real, every one day at a time.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
I don't know what's gonna happen. When in the last episode I heard y'all talking about this situation, and Trina was like, she said, I told my coworkers we're gonna have to go up there.
Yeah.
I was that coworker, and I
was
like,
no. You was like,
because I had met you right before.
Yeah, you had right before I left.
I met you right before you had went up there.
Yeah.
Because
you
guys,
I was like,
oh, good for you, because we were talking about each other's partners.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's dope. And I kept asking her, like, how's your homie? You know, how's the homegirl? Like, how's it going? And everything was good. And then one day, that Friday, bro, and
like, I was
and
like,
Trina,
what?
I tell you, every time I work, you know, up on Friday.
I might
so
have
she
to.
She told me, and I was like, what? Crazy.
You were like,
bro,
we could go, because you guys
so
met her,
like,
and you're like, oh, she's cool. And I'm like, bro, she's leaving like tomorrow.
Yeah,
like, you're like, what?
Yeah.
She's like, we get it. Like,
know,
she's so
like,
cool.
She
I'm like, I know you guys.
Up,
I was
like, bro,
like, I keep the same types of people around me. So, like, they'll get along. I'm like, if I introduce any people to each other, it's because I know they're going to get along, because I know you well enough. Like, I don't introduce people,
and
I'm like,
and
then
that whole,
I don't know. Like,
that whole
no,
night
like,
was
you guys,
chill.
It
was
such an
was
amazing
chill.
Night.
It was chill.
I bought some anime socks. I was happy.
Life before the pandemic.
Right before the pandemic. Fairy Springs.
There was
flea
music,
market.
There was
right.
There was beer.
There's beer.
Man.
Beer.
Man.
Tacos.
Man.
Tacos. We had a good
Well, I mean, in a way, I'm sorry that you had to come back, but, like, you know,
in a way,
just presents
no
opportunity.
What was crazy,
yeah,
opportunity,
like,
growth,
what was
knowledge.
Crazy, I came back right before my birthday and right before the pandemic, which was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But then before I left, 2 days before I left, it snowed. And, like I told you, I'm big on karma, and I'm very big on spirituality. Like, snow represents scarred energy.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, and what was crazy, we argued, and I walked outside, and I was like, yo, I'm just gonna smoke some weed and chill. And I looked up, and it was just snow falling instantly right when I walked outside, and I was like, oh, it's time for me to go. Okay. And that was it. Like, and I caught a plane right back, and after that, it's been good. So
that's good.
Yeah, I think it was meant for
me. Well,
that's
good. I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't keep in contact. There's only one ex I have any contact with, and that's only because we were friends since forever. Middle school. I've known him for more than half my life. And we
Is
were
the one you used to talk to me about?
Yes. Okay. All right. The one I was with while we were coworkers. You know, we were such good friends. In our relationship, we're best friends. And ending it was like, man, like, how can I preserve this relationship? Like, this friendship with this person that I'm like, it took me like weeks. So I'm like, I don't know how to end this and be friends with him, because I don't talk to anybody I've ever, like, who's been my boyfriend. You don't have Facebook, Instagram, phone number, like, there is no contact. You cannot find me. Mm. I don't want to find you. And it was like such a, like, and I feel like I needed to have somebody like that, that I was like, okay, I'm not going to just like block you from my life forever. I needed to learn how to like not do that to people, I guess. I don't know. But he and I are, you know, still really good friends. But
I mean, like, we talked about this before. I'm not friends with none of my
exes. Yeah, that's like, that's my rule.
Now, let me say this for me. Yeah, see, to me, I can't be friends with you after that.
Yeah, I can't.
The way that I am in a relationship, I share too much with you physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, everything. And you, when you make those connections with people, it's hard to, like, at least I think it's difficult to, like, really break those bonds and ties. So I can't. And I should also say, you know, previously, you know, I had to do a lot of growth, and that was toxic. You know, I'm not going to sit up here in front. Like, I had to learn. And so a lot of those relationships didn't end well anyway.
Yeah,
so in a way,
none of mine did.
There's no possibility there.
Yeah, like, even I don't have something.
But I don't invite that energy.
I don't speak to none of my exes. That's a rule of mine. Even when I was younger, it was a rule of mine. If I break up with you, I'm not talking to you again. We're not friends. My friends are not your friends. We cut ties, period, point blank. There's no reason. We can't be friends. If we can't get along in a relationship, we definitely can't be friends.
Yeah.
So
I mean, like, but you possibly could, though. Like, I feel like you could. Not that I want to. There's nobody I've dated, again, besides the last person. It's only because we were actually friends before.
Yeah.
Nobody I dated was I like, I want to be friends. Like, I want to be your friend. Like, no, you're my boyfriend, not my friend. And I liked having a friendship in my relationship, because then we enjoyed each other's company, I feel like, a lot more. But even on that, like, not an actual boyfriend, but somebody you've slept with, like, trying to, like, be like, well, we slept together, maybe it wasn't good. Maybe the connection wasn't really there. Maybe it was, like, whatever. But you are like, I want to keep talking to you. Because we were talking
about...
Oh, girl. And I'm like, I was already, like, just fuck her. Like, not fuck her, fuck her. But, like, forget about her.
Altogether.
Like, you don't need, like, she's not a good friend to you. Like,
yeah, that's
so
not,
there's
yeah.
You don't need her in your life. You're like, oh, but I'm like,
nah.
You already know, and that's why, like, the last 2 weeks, I'm like, you already know how I feel about her.
You already know.
That was my only response to anything you said about her. Was like,
and that's the
you
thing,
know how I feel
like,
about her. Like, she's not bringing, adding any positivity to your life.
See, you know, like, me so well to the point when you know I'm not really interested in somebody. But, like, I'm trying.
But you're trying to, like, keep that person around. I'm like, y'all. And then you guys had sex. Then it was, like, even worse. And I'm like, I don't have sex with her. And then you don't need to be her friend. Like, but, like, even, like, I don't know that I've had sex with anybody that I'm like, no, there is. The artist guy. I'm like, I just want you around for art things. Like, I would like to have a professional relationship with you, but I don't know that that's going to happen.
Yeah, nah.
I just think it presents too many problems.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you leave
the last situation,
for some people, you give them an inch, they take a mile. You know what I mean?
The last situation, why I say no, because it will not work. No matter what you do, it's not going to work. Even if you try to have a work relationship with this person, it's not going to work. Because there's going to be tension somewhere down the line of something just weird. And, like, this last situation was very interesting to me, but then at the same time, I was like, okay, I've been through this before with a few women, and it kind of seems like, because of what I do and how I am as a person, because she kept bringing up something. This was another, see, this is why I kind of was like, why I didn't bug out on her, because she was like, oh, you bugged out. And I was like, nah. I listen to what people say. One thing, and when I'm in a relationship now that I'm older, I listen to what you say to me and how you say it. And it was something, she kept just saying, oh, I wish I could stay at home and make money. I'm an artist, so I have to stay at home. I have to be somewhere to sit and be able to paint. But she kept saying it as if...
Oh, she was saying it to you.
Yeah, like as if I just don't do anything.
Like, oh, I wish I could do that.
Yeah,
I wish I could sit home and not...
And to me, going back to the relationship...
she was going into your fade.
Yeah, but to me, going back to the relationship that I had before, that's why I knew I didn't want to be with this girl off top. Because it was just certain things that were being said. So I up front, I told her I didn't want a relationship. Period. I watch what people say. So to me, it was kind of like, nah, from the jump. But when she said that, it just reminded me of my last relationship. And I was like, oh, somewhere down the line, you jealous of what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And because the way I do it, I don't, for one, I'm not going to do something that's degrading or lowers my self-esteem in any type of way just because I wasn't raised like that.
Yeah,
you feel me? Like I motivate myself to do better and to try to uplift other people. Like I told you, I don't do this to be famous. I do it just to inspire other people. And you probably go through somebody out there that probably went through something similar to me and needs to be able to not feel alone. So like in certain relationships, when females say something to me, it's like, yo, yeah, that's why I think you knew, I think Trina knew, like I was kind of like already like,
yeah,
I already told her I don't want to be out with her door. Right, like I already, and I kept saying that, I already told her I don't want to
and
be
I'm
with
like
her.
Uh-huh.
Like I just want to be a friend. And it was just not clicking to her, though. And I think somewhere down the line, she got in her feelings. Because I actually went out to meet somebody else. And
I'm the type of person... You had a date, but she told you about multiple dates, and you told her about one date, and she's also, like, 24. I'm like, she's too young. Yeah,
exactly. She's also,
too
like
young.
24.
She has a substance abuse problem. She is a compulsive liar.
Like, you know, like the situation telling somebody that they have a substance abuse problem and then like say certain things that you're like, but I'm the one that told you that you should stop drinking. It's like,
I was like, you already know how about like, you already know what my
because I was
is.
Trying
like,
to I was trying not. To trade save the friendship, me being the person that I am.
But I was like, and I kept telling you, I was like, there is no friendship though.
I was trying to, but it's when somebody's young-minded, like you could be 23, 24 and still be mature. I was mature at 23, mm-hmm. 24.
But she is not.
So, yeah, I think it takes longer for certain people to reach a certain maturity. Mm-hmm. And they have to go to some, like you say, sometimes some people won't get it. And with her, she's like this close. But it's like, nah, you need just a little bit more time to find yourself.
So what made you jump into it? Like, how did she wear you down finally?
Man, it was like, okay, at first, like, I think I would, like, I'd stop, like, I low-key stopped talking to her for a cool minute. Like, I wasn't talking to her every day. Like, I was just like, oh, okay, I'm good. And then after the whole situation, I kind of, like, sat back and looked at the situation like, this isn't it. You feel me? Like, I can't... After everything, looking back, the conversations, it was just like, were you drunk most of the time we've talked? Or was it something else? Like, I could tell she liked me to the point where she wanted a relationship, and I was like, no, I don't want one.
But because you said no first, she was like, oh, I don't even see you like that.
Yeah, but see, and I noticed that with females now, like, a lot of females they feel some type of way when you tell them up front you don't want a relationship with them.
I don't date, but I know niggas like that too.
Yeah, like you feel yeah. like it's like, why can't I get to know you and then figure out if I like you enough to date you? That's grown people dating.
It's that initial like, rejection, and then they push that like, oh well, I said no to you first. You didn't tell me no.
That's crazy.
I didn't want anything with you anyways. You're not my type. Like, but you wouldn't talk to me initially if I wasn't your type in some way.
Yeah.
You didn't hit me up on some professional, can I buy some of your art shit? It was hey, what's up
cute.
With you?
Yeah, you like, cute. So it was. It's to me. I feel like some individuals be in their feelings, and it's an insecure. It's an insecure thing. It's insecure. Like, I mean, I'm older now, so the way I thought at 20, 23, 22, 24, like, I don't think that way anymore. Uh-huh. I don't, like, yeah. you have more self-esteem. You feel me?
When you get older. I hope people do.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
A lot of people don't. You mean people older. Like, I mean, you know, I'm in my 30s. And I mean, well, I'm just like, man, I don't know where your mentality is. Like, I look at it, I'm happy and blessed to be in them. Like, I have a relationship.
Yeah.
I dated an immature 40-year-old.
I dated a narcissistic 40-year-old. That is scary.
Oh, from New York.
Yeah, that was a scary one. Narcissism. Yeah. Oof, Lord. But yeah, I this last
whole like you literally just happened to be in LA because you hit me up like, oh, I'm gonna go to LA. Do you want to like? Do you
yeah.
Wanna see what that? Like that's how you guys got together. You just happened to be in LA, and I ended up not coming with you.
Yeah.
And you were the next day. You were like, I was like, you want me to come? You asked me to come get you.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, in the morning or whatever.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, it's like tomorrow's good.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's and okay. You guys finally met.
Yeah, finally
but
met.
That's why it happened.
But the situation. The situation. See, this is, oh man. Having is that's for another episode. I can't because it gets deep, man. Like that whole situation showed me so much within myself, to where being a nice person and trying to be like, damn, like I like you, and if you weren't this type of person, most of the time, it might work, but. I'm okay because I don't want to take that risk, and sometimes people get offended by that, and it's cool.
No, but that's facts, because if you're gonna be with a person, love a person, you gotta love them fully. Yeah. Only like that's a whole person. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you can't, if that side is enough for you to be like, I can't be here, then yeah.
And I think people get like just off top, like once you just, because I don't come off that way, but if I mm-hmm. see a red flag, definitely I'm gonna tell you like, nah, we should cool it and see what happens, and what happens and it's cool and the vibe's right, and yeah, but no, that whole situation was mad crazy. Mad crazy.
Mad. But I was like, oh, she's how old? Nah. I'm not even trying to fuck any 24-year-olds. Yeah, like, that's just, yeah, that's just... Let alone talk to one.
And
no.
The crazy thing, you know how you not try?
You that not makes, try. That makes them want you more.
You not try.
Like, coming from a female who went for guys like that, who are, like, aloof and mysterious and, like...
It's not even being aloof and mysterious.
No, but that's like, you're like, oh, I have to, like, text him every day. Like,
yeah,
oh, I have to, he doesn't text me until I text. Like, I've been that where it's, like, the young female has to, like, pursue.
Yeah.
And
I think
so
it depends on where you're at in a place, though, too. Like, in your life.
There's
some shit that I don't tolerate now. Like, if you ain't going to give me no respect, I ain't chasing nobody.
I'm not chasing nobody.
Like, I was like, oh, I'm chasing my liquor. I'm not chasing you.
There's got to be,
but I low-key
right.
forget to text people back, so... Sorry.
Like she wanted like after, and then I think kind of like a guy, so I feel like I did kind of like hurt her feelings in a way.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Cause
yeah. Fucked her and were like no. Then you fell off after that, so she was definitely in her feelings. She came at you all crazy, and then FaceTime.
People don't know how to accept rejection, though. No. That's the thing.
This is, no. But I didn't reject. No. But see, I didn't reject her.
You did, though. You weren't hitting her up every morning like you used to.
I stopped doing that way before we even did anything.
But still, like you, like after
sex. It was like a transition. Things, you know how you transition?
But more transitioned after sex. Yeah. It may have taken a day, but because you're like, I didn't talk to her all morning. I'm like, but you guys were in the same plate. You didn't. You're like, yeah, she left for work, and I didn't even talk to her.
Yeah, I didn't even talk to her. Like, I was chilling. I was chilling, and then after you came and got me, it
you're
was
like, I don't want to see her again. I'm like, you already know how I felt about her.
Yeah, I was like, I don't really want to see her again. I don't really want to talk to her. And then that's when she texted me in the car, mm-hmm. and I was texting one word answers.
Yeah, she definitely felt that.
I wasn't feeling no type of way. It was just that whole feeling was gone. Like, I didn't feel obligated to.
Well, yeah,
it was
when like. Take a NyQuil to go to sleep.
Substance abuse problems. Yeah. Substance abuse issues. Issues.
Man. Yeah, that's a whole
other
episode.
That is an episode. Because we are at an hour, guys.
Yeah.
And it went by fast, like always, but even faster with our new. Our new member on with us. Thank you, Marcel Celicel, for hanging out with us today.
Thank you for inviting me. I feel so honored.
We will definitely have you on as often as we can, if not every time.
Yeah.
But that is the end of our podcast for today about romance and sex. That was Queens Unapologetically Us with Trina and Mello and Celicel.
Peace.
Yes, sir.
Peace and love.
Peace out.